Well, it is not just doctors and nurses on the front lines of this pandemic. It's also paramedics who have to ambulance the sick to hospitals. Let's check in now with one of them, David Goroff, a paramedic in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, and you've been responding to several coronavirus-related 911 calls a day. We understand there are a lot of nursing homes in your area. Can you describe what some of those calls have been like?
Sure. We're as a department, we're going on anywhere between 5 to 15 of these kind of calls a day. And as you said, we have a lot of nursing facilities in our area, and a lot of those calls are happening at these nursing facilities. I went to a nursing home 4 days ago. There were 3 patients in the room, definitely within 6 feet. And I was there for one of the patients who had a new onset of fever, cough, shortness of breath, all very consistent with the coronavirus. And you're looking in that room and thinking, I'm going to be back here in the next week for all of the roommates. And it's a very scary thought.
And when you go into a situation like that, do you have the personal protective equipment that you need?
My department has been very lucky. Our supply chain has, though, been very interrupted, just like the rest of the country. We've been doing a really great job at kind of tracking down those last pieces of PPE that are out there floating and procuring them. We're wearing Tyvek suits, N95 or P100 masks, gloves, and goggles on all of these calls.
You've had several colleagues test positive for COVID-19 and have to quarantine for 2 weeks before returning to work. Some are sleeping in hotels to avoid infecting their families. Give us a sense of the toll that this pandemic is taking on you and your team, both physically and emotionally.
Physically, the toll is manageable. We have had, at our peak, we had 12 staff members out, 5 full-time staff members. And that takes a toll on our ability to staff and to respond to 911 calls on a day-to-day basis, but it's manageable. The psychiatric toll on the staff is something that I think about a lot and I'm very worried about for the staff and also for me. Stress has always been a part of this job, but this stress feels very different because it's ongoing. I had, extremely stressful incidents over the course of my career. I worked on a 16-year-old in cardiac arrest, pronounced him dead, and then had to walk up from his room and tell his parents that he had died, which obviously is a stressful thing. And you ask any paramedic in the country and they've had that kind of terrible experience. But that experience happens, hopefully, once. And you go home, you deal with it, you talk to your colleagues, you talk to your family, and you hopefully are able to move on. This stress is ongoing. We've been kind of in the midst of this now for more than a month, and every single day they know they're going to treat one of these patients, and they're going to have to do it again and again and again, and they're risking bringing this back to their family. And that stress is continuous, and we don't see kind of an end in sight.
One of the things that I've heard is that people who call into 911 may not be telling the 911 operator everything that is actually true because they're afraid about answering questions honestly when it comes to COVID-19. Have you experienced that?
I have. Unfortunately, I had an incident where parents had called for their son who was injured. The 911 operator asked them all the COVID-19 screening questions. The police asked them when they showed up. I asked them. And when we got to the hospital, they very sheepishly looked at me and told me that they had not been truthful and they had close contact with someone who had been tested positive for the coronavirus. And when I asked them why they had not been forthcoming, they told me that they were worried that we wouldn't take care of them and we wouldn't take them to hospital. I would just say that help is going to come either way, and people shouldn't be afraid to be honest with first responders, with the 911 dispatchers and operators, because help will come either way. It's just we're going to take kind of elevated precautions if we are trying to avoid us being infected by a patient.
You say that it's hard to see the end in sight. At this point, do you feel like the peak is past where you are anyway and that things are getting better?
I'm sitting here looking at a graph of our numbers right now. Certainly, today's numbers are bringing me a little bit of optimism. We had our lowest growth in new cases in our area. But in terms of our 911 calls for patients that are reporting symptoms consistent with coronavirus, that number has remained relatively steady.
That is David Goroff, who's a paramedic in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania. David, thanks for talking with us, and thanks for the work that you're doing right now.
Thank you. It's a pleasure talking with you.